Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Walter and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinion. Now, do you have any kids or grandkids at school?
No.
Okay, but you could still help me out with the survey. I'm not going to take too long. If you'd be so kind, I would truly appreciate it, okay? Now, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work as a volunteer for a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Now, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered party?
Republican.
Okay, great. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school boards and Tuesday, August the 20th? You're definitely going to vote. You're very likely to vote. Somewhat likely to vote. Not very likely
very
to
definitely.
Vote.
Very definitely.
Okay, great. Great. Now, what is your main racial background, if you don't mind me asking? African-American, Asian, white Caucasian, Hispanic?
Caucasian.
Okay. And your age range between 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, over 75?
66 to 75.
Okay. All right, now, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm getting off on the wrong track.
Okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? I know that they're all important, but you can only pick one. Traffic and congestion. Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, overdevelopment, hurricane and flooding preparation, illegal immigration, abortion, kindergarten to 12 education, crime and public safety, housing and property insurance cost.
Inflation.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion, you have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Donald Trump?
Very. Favorable.
Joe Biden?
Not favorable.
Okay. The remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issues of education in your community. From of the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve kindergarten to 12 education? Increasing teachers' pay, strengthening school safety and security measures, increasing school choice options, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, reducing class sizes, improving the academic rating of schools, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline.
Teachers' raises.
Okay. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Teachers?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Private schools?
Favorable. Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Charter schools.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Moms for Liberty.
Very favorable.
Traditional public school.
Somewhat favorable.
Your county school board.
Somewhat favorable.
Your local PTA or PTO.
Very favorable.
And teachers unions.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. All right, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And how would you rate the quality of school in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, poor?
Good. In my neighborhood, good.
Okay. Which of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. The other one is, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. And the last one is...
I'm very, very, very engaged.
Okay, great. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to better fund our public schools while educational choice is nice. It takes money out of your public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. The other one is parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serves their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
The second one, more options.
Okay. All right, great. As you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. The second
yes,
one
exactly.
Is
that's me, 100%.
Okay, great. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontations with them. Parents have the right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
Yeah, parents have the right to disagree and discuss. The second one.
Okay, great. Now, we already almost 70, so we almost done. I'm going to reverse this, okay? Now, you will now be given a series of issues, positions that a candidate may hold. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for these candidates in the elections for a school board? In each will make no difference. You can indicate that as well. Okay? Now, it's going to be much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, no difference, and that like that. You will vote for a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as females.
Yes, I strongly agree.
Okay, great. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Strongly agree.
A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in classroom.
Completely agree.
A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teachers' pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Completely agree. Yes, completely agree.
Okay. a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
I completely agree.
Okay. A candidate who wants a candidate who supports making classroom cell phones and social media free zones during school hours.
I completely agree.
Okay, a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
I completely agree.
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Completely agree.
A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
Completely agree.
A candidate who supports putting uniform policy, uniform police officers in every school in Florida.
Completely agree.
And the last one is a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classroom, which say America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
I completely agree.
Okay, thank you. All right, now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10, between 11 and 20, more than 20 years of life?
50 years.
15?
50, 5-0.
Oh, 50. 5-0. Okay, great. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, a conservative, a political believer?
Moderate.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school, some college, trade schools, college graduate, 2 years degree?
Some college.
Oh, okay. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
No.
Okay. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day? Not every day, but multiple times a week? Once a week?
Every day.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it, Redman.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
I
appreciate you working for our future of our country. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. You have a wonderful rest of your day now.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Hey,